So how do we raise money? Well, we sell pickle buckets, the empty pickle buckets for $2 a piece. Great idea from our franchisees. We'll raise over $1 million this year in selling empty pickle buckets that otherwise go in the trash can. We have our coin canisters and what we do called Roundup. Great revenue. And this year alone, all in, we'll raise about $8 million this year alone. So what has it added up to over time? So far, we've donated $28 million in equipment to first responders all across the country. What's really amazing, and I don't have the time for the story today, but when the equipment that we've donated saves the lives of someone in our brand, that's pretty impactful. So to bring it home, I'm gonna skip by this. Let me jump forward to 2010. So we've been a few years into the foundation. And at the end of 2010, I asked the team to take a look at the restaurants in our system that were most dedicated to fundraising, which what that tells me is they're not just good fundraisers, but they're dedicated to their community. They're really supporting it. They're not just asking for the pennies. They know their fire departments, police departments. They're getting the equipment donated. So they're all in. And then I look at the bottom 10% that are least engaged in fundraising, which tells me they're also least engaged in their community. And we said, well, what's on the basis of that? Effectiveness in fundraising as a percentage of their sales, so they're on an equal playing field. Well, what's the difference in their sales? So we had, well, the top 10% fundraisers that year had annual sales volume of 627,000, and the bottom was 512, a difference of 22.5%. So, wow. So that's interesting. Let's keep an eye on that. So the next year, that's a 26% difference in sales, 749,000 versus 595. Well, then we started to talk about it. In 2012, a 20% difference, 818,000 versus 684,000. Now, I happen to be speaking at the National Restaurant Association annual show in Chicago. It's the industry's biggest event, maybe 60, 70,000 people that are there. And I was speaking on the topic of philanthropy and showing this very information. Now, some people say to me when they see me talk about this, they say, Don, why are you sharing your success at this? Right, because it's obviously a key driver for our business. It's also a competitive advantage in a lot of respects. Why would you share that? Well, you know, because God knows that we all can use a lot more philanthropy and giving. We will all, if we're all recipients, we can be recipients of that, beneficiaries of that in ways we could never imagine. You know, and if I encourage other brands to get committed to philanthropic causes in their community, even if the motivation is to drive their business, I always tell our franchisees, I want you to be engaged from your heart because we're committed to saving lives. That's the reason. But sometimes, not everybody's cut from the same cloth. I have a very diverse group of franchisees, people with different beliefs, backgrounds, etc. Well, I'd like to get them to the table on the basis of their belief in philanthropy. But you know, if I get them there because it's just great for business, I'll take it. Because in the end, we're accomplishing the same thing. So I'm speaking on this at the NRA show, and unknown to me, talk about karma. In the audience is a professor from Cornell University. Now, Cornell is the industry's leading hospitality program. And after my talk, he comes up and introduces himself to me. And he goes on to explain that at Cornell, they were trying to do a study, a white paper, on the connection between philanthropy and success in business. The problem they had was they couldn't find any companies that had data that could really study. And Mr. Fox, we do allow Cornell to do a deep study on your brand. Well, of course. Yeah. So let me think about that for a moment. Cornell, leading hospitality institution in the U.S. Ah, yes. Okay. I think we can work that out. So they came in, and our view of it was somewhat superficial, but they did a extraordinarily deep dive. And what did they come back with? That philanthropy, I'm going to scoot ahead on this, that our philanthropy is measured through the efforts in our community through the foundation was the strongest correlating factor to sales success of any factor that we had in our business. No factor had a stronger correlation with sales performance. So we have preached this to our system continuously over the years. And again, hoping that we motivate people out of their hearts, out of their faith, you know, to give back to the communities, help save lives. But failing that, at least do it because it's great for your business. So I would encourage you in your own walks of life, in your own businesses. I have, I imagine you have a lot of like-minded people in the room today, and I imagine you're all engaged in that way, so you know, preaching to the choir. But always examine the opportunities. How can you take it up a notch? How can you raise the bar a little bit higher to give back a little bit more? And if you manage to find a way to do that, we'll all be better off for it. So thank you very much.